there's an element of the movie theater-going experience that has all but vanished across the United States. That of the theater organ. In the days of silent films, the organ was used to score the film, provide the sound effects, and entertain the crowd before the show. In the last decade, the music of the theater organ has returned to Champaign's Virginia Theater, thanks to a group of restorers led by one man. Here's the story of Warren York and the Wurlitzer Theater organ he plays. Up until a few years ago, this type of music, that of the Wurlitzer Theater organ, a staple of the golden age of theater palaces, was absent from the walls of the Virginia Theater in downtown Champaign. It, along with the rest of the theater, had gone into disrepair. Nowadays, thanks mostly to the efforts of one man, Warren York, this Wurlitzer has come back to life.
You're a conductor here
at the thing.
You've got control of all the instruments, and you tell which instrument to come in at what time and what to do with it.
And you can do a lot with this type of organ, which, to be specific, is the Virginia Theater's original 1921 Wurlitzer Hope Jones Unit Orchestra, commonly known as the Wurlitzer Theater Organ. When you look at it, it's a pretty amazing piece of technology.
I love machinery, and this is a real complex piece of machinery. What we see here has nothing to do with making the sound, other than these are switches, just switches. Switches under these, the keys, switches under the stops, switches under the pedals. That's all it does. This is the key desk, the switches. It makes no sound. The sound is all made from there. From these switches here, we have 12 volts that goes from here to a little magnet up in what we call the relay room. The little magnet tells a valve to open up. That valve tells three other valves to open up, and it does it really quick.
The basic theory behind playing an organ of this type is that by using these switches and valves, you can add or subtract different organ sounds. Piece by piece, as York demonstrates, you can work from the softest sounds to the loudest.
If I add another sound, now we add a thing called tremolo to that sound. Originally, the organ consoles, that's what we have here, the organ console had to be built at the organ because they had linkages from the keys to the pipes. And when Robert Hope Jones came up with this pneumatic electric idea, then the consoles could be set anywhere. They didn't have to be set at the organ. They could be set anywhere. This made it nicer for churches. You could put the console where you wanted it and have the pipes all over. You didn't have to build the console right in. Robert Hope Jones' idea made it more practical to use them in theaters. They used little organs in pits, and they called them photo players. And you had a piano-like thing with two keyboards on it, and you had two boxes on both sides of it that had pipes in it. Didn't have as many pipes as we've got in here, but they used them to back up the movies, and they could be played by someone, or they could be played with a roll. Nowadays, we have computers on these. Someday this one will have the computer, too. And we just put in the 3.5-inch floppy in there and tell the organ to play this song, and it will do it.
But until then, York does everything by hand and by ear, and he gets quite a workout playing the Wurlitzer.
I had never really paid attention to what was going on until they had done a recording here and then was describing what was going on over the radio, and I was listening to what they were describing. And the fellow said that he has his right hand on the upper manual, he has his left hand on the lower manual, and his feet are playing the pedals, and another foot is opening the volume, open and close, and said in between time he's changing stops. And I thought, my, that's busy.
The real heart of the organ is hidden away up in a back room behind stage left. The way up is a steep set of wooden stairs to a landing. On top of that landing is a door, behind which all of the guts of the organ live.
And then in here is the main operating parts.
It's a very small space. barely enough room for an adult to crawl around.
Starting with the quietest rank there in the front, which is the vox, the trumpet is here at the back, the loud rank.
The loud drone is a leak in the seal that brings the air, which is the basic element needed in making sound with organ pipes, from the basement up to here. This is one of the many projects York and Company are planning to work on. York is really in his element up here, explaining all the mechanics that go into generating the organ sounds.
When I push a tab that says 4-foot accompaniment, this goes up and connects all the pipes to the keys then. If I, pedal Borden, the 16-foot, I push down on it, this goes up, connects the pedals to the low pipes along the back. This is the basic, this is the relay. Each one of these here, you can see I've got them labeled as C25C, 28D sharp. Each one of these is connected to one of the keys on the organ. There's a pedal one here. This is the lower keyboard. This is the upper keyboard. And all the stuff goes through this, through these, and then out to the pipes. First time I came down and started working with this, I had just started learning about theater, about pipe organ, theater organs. And I crawled back in here, and it was even crowded more because the chimes was in here. The chimes is in another room down there. I moved them out. And I'm thinking, you know, if I get stuck in here, they're not going to find me for days. I was a little claustrophobic about crawling around or anything. It doesn't bother me anymore.
Now, the restoration of this Wurlitzer organ is not officially part of the Virginia Theater's renovation project. It is separately funded, and all the repairs and continuing work on this Wurlitzer have been done by York himself and a handful of volunteers. The Virginia Theater's Wurlitzer is just one of several organs that York plays. He has traveled all around the area to perform. Some Wurlitzers he has played have had more manuals, some have had more pipes, but it seems that the one at Champaign's Virginia Theater is the one he's put his heart into. York knows that this type of music will never be as popular as it once was, but there are still many out there, like him, who can't live without the unique sounds of the Wurlitzer organ. For Sidetrack, I'm Jason Croft.